Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's February 28, 2012, and this is episode 324. I'm just back from my Snow Monkey and Hokkaido Winter Wonderland workshop and photo tour, and just getting back into my daily routines. I'll be updating you on the tour later once I've gotten through all of my photos, but today we're going to take a look at the five winning images from the January 2012 MBP assignment on the theme of frozen motion. Despite the relatively difficult theme, we had a great turnout for the frozen motion assignment, with almost double the entries of the previous months, so thanks very much to all of you that stepped up to the plate for this one and uploaded your images, and please do continue to try and get involved if you don't already. If you do want to get involved but not sure what to do, all of the details of how to upload your images, the rules of engagement, and an explanation of the voting process are all on the assignment forum at martinbaileyphotography.com. Note that even if you don't see this update episode come out at the end of the month, or the start of the new assignment month, I do also announce the theme in that assignment forum at the end of each month. So you can always look there if you're heading out shooting and you wonder what the theme is. So let's jump in and take a look at the winning images, starting with Satoshi in fifth place with Happy Hour. And here's Satoshi's backstory. Hello everyone, and thanks to all who voted for my photo. As this is my first entry, it feels like first time luck to be selected amongst such talented photographers in this community. Before knowing the assignment theme for this month, I've been coincidentally taking some action photos of my dog at the local park, which I was quite happy with some of the results. But I remembered in the previous podcast when Martin mentioned monthly assignments are not for digging back through your old photos. It's about getting out there and shooting with a purpose, and it's a great way to improve your skills. Although I had taken some shots during January, I decided to take on the advice and reshoot for this assignment. This also gave me the opportunity to plan this shoot, and after 3 days returning back to the same spot, I finally nailed one of my dog jumping in the air. As my dog wanders down the hill, the only way I can get him to sprint back up where he makes the final jump is to get his attention and run in the opposite direction. He really loves to play chasers. Firstly, I needed to preset the camera in aperture priority mode to f5.6 ISO 640 to achieve a shutter speed of 1/1000 of a second. I've also underexposed by .03 from exposure compensation to make sure I get all the highlight details in the photograph. It was late afternoon and the sun was quite low, giving some nice sidelight across the park. As my dog makes his way towards the top of the hill, I then quickly focus on the area where I think he's going to make the jump, and lock the focus and exposure by pressing down the AFL button on my Nikon D3. I've also set my camera to continuous shooting mode and make sure that I started firing before he reaches the top. Finally, I hope for the best that just one photo is in focus at the right moment. And that's from Andrew Satoshi Ailet. So, first of all, thanks for getting involved, Satoshi, and thanks for the great backstory. I really like your shot and your subject. Charlie, I see from the file name, is a beautiful looking dog. You must be very proud of him. It's good that you were able to think of all of the variables for your shooting situation ahead of time, such as ensuring that you had a fast enough shutter speed to freeze the motion, and pre-focusing as you did, are perfect ways to execute shots like this. So well done on that, and congratulations on placing. Next, in fourth place, is Marcus Perkins with Breaking the Slidesicle, and here's Marcus's backstory. Firstly, many thanks for the votes and congrats to the other placed entries. It was a great theme and there were a lot of great photos. This year I made the resolution to enter the MVP monthly assignments to get me making pictures, something that I had been neglecting last year. I had the idea of breaking the block of ice when I first saw the assignment title. I liked the idea of using the ice as a light box for a slide and set about testing the freezing process. The first attempts were okay, although with the slide buried deep in the ice, the picture itself wasn't clear because of frosting. Finally, with the month slipping away, I managed to get the slide to stay on the surface of the water as it froze in a plastic tub. I set up my studio with a black card background and white card base to reflect the light. I wanted to use Nikon's auto FP mode for this to maximize the shutter speed. I used two SB800s, one placed behind the block of ice and one front and camera left. The settings were 1/8000th of a second F8, foreground flash 1:1 power, background flash 1/8 power. I knew this would be a one-shot effort and couldn't use high speeds continuous due to the flash recycling. I braced myself with the lump hammer and wireless remote and hoped for the best. It was close to what I wanted and I was very happy to have not caught the hammer in mid-air. I had a couple of swings just for the hell of it, and then it was time to tidy up and apologise for the noise. Post-processing was limited to a crop, white balance and the usual sharpening, etc. Many thanks again. Well, thanks to you, Marcus, as well. What a great shot and a great backstory to follow up with. I'm impressed with your vision here as well as the execution of the shot. I'm sure this is one of those times where I probably would have missed the timing slightly and ended up having to clear up and refreeze everything again. Congratulations on a great shot and for placing in the assignment. In third place is Jack Andrews with Look, and here's Jack's backstory. Let me start off with a big thank you to all who voted for my image. I'm honoured to have placed amongst such great competition. Whilst it's rewarding to have placed, I found that just the act of participating was a great deal of fun in itself. Thank you to Martin and anyone who helps in the background on the assignments. As to my photo, it was early in January and my daughter was visiting from Australia, so I had many opportunities whilst showing her around San Francisco to photograph our sightseeing. It was the afternoon when we decided with the rest of the family to take a boat tour around the bay and under the Golden Gate Bridge. It was cold and, as you can tell, a windy trip, so in the main we stayed inside but ventured out on deck to take some shots as we neared the bridge. The sun was low on the horizon and with the light fading, surrounded by a deck full of people, I was forced to shoot close at 24mm with my daughter at the minimum focus distance on the 24-70. I set myself a minimum shutter speed range of a 60th to an 80th of a second and tried to stop down as high an f-stop as possible, which ended up being f9. I ended up taking about 25 shots all whilst the boat went under the Golden Gate Bridge. And after I imported them into Lightroom 4 Beta, I fell in love with this image. Whilst there were plenty of shots with my daughter looking less windswept and more posed, it was this shot which captured the moment when she lost interest in everything else but the bridge. I think she even forgot that I was taking photos at this point. When I processed and cropped the shot, and looked at the way her hair was pointing at the bridge frozen yet still in motion, I immediately remembered the January assignment. It was great to place on my first ever assignment entry, thanks to all, and well done to Mr. Jello Tanaka for his winning entry. Well, thanks very much for getting involved, Jack, and for yet another great backstory. You captured a beautiful image of your daughter in a wonderful moment, looking up at one of the most iconic structures in the world. The look is great, but for me, what makes this is the clouds. Flowing in almost the opposite direction, complementing your daughter's hair as they crisscross. Congratulations on an excellent shot and for placing, Jack. In second place is Elisa Anje with Flight of the Husky, and here's Elisa's backstory. Congratulations to Forrest for the win and to all who placed. Thank you for all your votes. It was almost the end of the month and I hadn't been very successful in getting anything to submit. There were so many great entries that I needed to have something different than what was already posted. I decided on some sort of flight. I have several interesting kites, but it's too cold in the middle of winter for flying them. The next best thing was planes. The small commercial airport I visited did not allow photography without written permission. The next two small local airports had no activity when I drove by them, but the third was busy enough with takeoffs and landings. It is located in a state park next to a beautiful lake surrounded by many trees. The setting was ideal and the temperature not too chilly for the couple of hours I was there. The takeoffs were into the sun, so I concentrated on the landings coming in over the lake. The Husky A1A is bright yellow with black trim and produced the most contrasty photos. The conversion to black and white with Silver FX Pro made an even more dramatic image. I agree, great shot, Elise, and very nice black and white conversion as usual. I really like that you can see the pilot's face as they guide in the small plane into land. I see from the EXIF data on your image that you had cranked up the ISO to 900 with an aperture of f4.5 to give you a nice fast shutter speed of 1,250th of a second, which helped to freeze the motion in line with the assignment theme, which is great. Congratulations on placing and a great photo, Elise. Finally, in fifth place is Forrest Tanaka with Attraction. And as you'll hear, Forrest has a great backstory behind this image. Hey everyone, thanks for all the votes. It's a nice way to come back to Martin's assignments after a long break. This is the backstory for the shot Attraction. I had tried a similar shot for an assignment a couple of years ago or so, and it completely failed. It involved tilted tables and moving and stopping glasses of wine, and all I ended up doing was making a big mess and some lousy photos. The idea stayed in the back of my mind, and a recent trip to the grocery store where my daughter was looking over pudding flavours next to the Jell-O packs finally made the connection click. Then the frozen motion assignment came up and I knew I had to enter. I bought some long-setting raspberry Jell-O and some raspberry juice for the poured wine. I'd photographed real red wine before, and it looks as opaque and black as coffee. I poured the Jell-O into a couple of wine glasses propped at an angle on styrofoam protectors from a laptop box. Then I set up a frame I'd made that lets me hold a translucent white 1 meter square sheet of acrylic I use for some product shots and a remote strobe on the floor below pointing straight up. I shot it with a 70 to 200 lens at 100 millimeters with just this one strobe. On first attempt, I forgot to set multi-shot mode on my camera, so I ended up with a wine bottle and no wine. The second, I missed the wine glass completely and made a mess. This was the third. If you want to see how I took the shot, I redid the shoot the next day on camera and posted it on YouTube. So I've also embedded the YouTube video in the blog post for this particular podcast, which you can get to at mbp.ac/324. So you can do that, but also I'll put the link to the video in the show notes as well. But what a brilliant shot, Forrest, and a very imaginative way to achieve these excellent results. When I first saw the image, I was running through the possibilities like those that you mentioned, as in tilting the table and quickly pushing the left glass in to cause the fluid to move up like that. But I figured that both would be too messy or difficult. And then I figured that it must be the Jello. And when I saw your post on Google Plus about this with your video, it was really nice to be able to have figured this out, because I know that you and other food photographers go to a great lengths to achieve realistic looking food and drinks, often with different substances altogether. I would never have guessed that red wine photographs so darkly, mind, so I also learned something there too. So thanks again for the excellent backstory and video to explain your process. Thanks once again also to everyone that got involved in the January assignment. Whether you placed or not, I'm sure that you all learned a little something from getting involved and giving this a try. The theme for the February assignment was intimate landscape, and we'll turn on the voting system for that in the next couple of days, so do drop by to the www.mbpgalleries.com website and cast your vote for that for your top five images before March 7, 2012. The March assignment, taking Forrest's lead, is food. Let's try and capture something delicious and tantalizing, which will probably require a bit of imagination and experimentation. So it should be a lot of fun. You will be able to upload your images until the end of March anywhere in the world, regardless of your time zone. So don't forget to post your images. Quick note before we finish that a friend of mine, Jeremy Woodhouse, an excellent nature and wildlife photographer, has invited me to Namibia in Africa in May this year, just a few months from now. And we have 3 slots left for people that want to join me over there, as well as, of course, Jeremy and the group. So if you're interested in joining us, drop me a line on workshops@martinbaileyphotography.com and let me know that you're interested, and I'll send you the details. I will be sending out more details either via the podcast or via the social networks in the coming weeks as well, but just a quick heads up there, because I feel as though these 3 slots are going to go pretty quickly once we start to, you know, once I release the details and let people know. But other than that, thanks very much for listening today, and remember that you can find me on Google Plus and Twitter, etc. All links are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. In the meantime, you just take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.